From Northfield Shares, Mike Krantz, the executive director. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Jeff.
And joining him is Northfield Mayor Rhonda Pownell. Mayor,
good morning.
Welcome back.
Yes,
yeah,
thank
busy
you.
Busy morning.
Yes.
You did actually leave the station for a while.
Yes, I did.
You rounded up another guest for us. So.
Yeah, I sent my boys off to school, made sure they all made it on the bus, and here I am.
All right. Well, we appreciate that coming in, and we appreciate the service that Northfield Shares and a lot of the people are doing as far as helping with storm cleanup and damage. And Mayor, maybe you can kind of help us. The city, within the city limits, has the city kind of picked up everything? Is there, where are they at as far as that goes?
So it's my understanding that our street crews have pretty much made it through the affected area of our community, that southeast portion there, and just hearing another sort of great example of how a community member cut up a tree, put it out on their curb, and within 10 minutes, Cannon River came through and picked it up, and it was, right? So just this level of, the city's just been doing such a great job. And yes, I think that we're pretty much through all of the streets in that southeast portion. Our street crews are still going to be out working to do cleanup because I know that there's still some trees that are down.
Mm-hmm.
But people can go on the City of Northfield website and they can click on the link for the map that actually shows where our street crews have actually been. And we do have a more organized cleanup effort that will be happening on starting October 8th is my understanding that if there are any residual branches, trees that from people's private properties, that if they want to put them out on the curb, the city has said that they will come through and they'll pick them up and haul them to the compost site for them.
Yeah, there's a lot of the pickup and cleanup has been done yet, but there's still a lot that needs to be done. You know, there's branches hanging from trees that the average person can't really get to. They may need some special help. Let's move things over to Mike. Yeah. Mike, we have been instructing people for about the last 5 or 6 days to call Northfield Shares with a number there. You have had, and I say you and everybody at Northfield Shares have had a busy week. You've not only had that, but Dan Buettner coming to town.
Yes.
Dan, here is a chainsaw. We're going to need
exactly. Well, that's, living a lot of the lessons for Blue Zones or, physical activity and those sorts of things. But
how did that go? We'll start off with
It was a wonderful evening. Mm-hmm. Dan just brings, such an inspiring and energetic and insightful message. And, we did a survey of people in the audience, asking them, asking them to react to the statement, Northfield would benefit from becoming a Blue Zones community.
Mm-hmm.
And about 75% of the audience ranked it as 5 as a strong, mm-hmm. strongly agree. So there'll be more discussions about that with certain groups in town to see if we can move forward with something like this.
All right. We haven't certainly haven't heard the last of that yet, so
we'll talk
more about that in the future. But right now we're talking about kind of emergency stuff. We have seen some disasters hit Northfield in the past, and it mainly is like flooding along the river and such, and that has been kind of a focus. Northfield Shares has really dispatched a lot of volunteers and coordinated efforts in that. This is a totally different type of disaster, and that probably took a little sorting out to be able to coordinate this one.
It's so very different than, with the flooding, you're more along the river line with the businesses, It's more defined area. This was spread out all over the place, and we're getting calls from, everywhere from Stanton, the Faribault, and obviously within Northfield, and we're trying to connect people with volunteers as we are able. If you are calling from outside city limits like Faribault or Stanton, we're definitely not going to turn you away, but you may want to check with the Rice County Storm Hotline, and we'll have that information on our website, but I'm going to give it out right now. It's 833-643-7423. That's 833-643-7423. They might be able to provide resources immediately that are closer to you,
mm-hmm.
versus coming through Northfield Shares. And especially if there are other things that you need other than just storm cleanup, they're going to have information at their fingertips as well.
Has the response for volunteers been good for you?
Yes. We've probably had roughly 45 people contacting mm-hmm. us since Friday morning, looking to volunteer in various capacities. Everything from I've got a pickup truck and can haul to I've I've got a pair of work gloves and an mm-hmm. able body. I don't have a car. I need a ride. But, you know, those sure. sorts of things. It's been tremendous, just the outpouring of support for, you know, your people's friends and neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
And, one of the challenges is not having great, you know, we haven't been able to define areas where there's a lot of help needed. We're getting these onesie, twosies, here's a house here, here's a house there.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to coordinate major efforts if a group comes to us and wants to help. Mm-hmm. We don't want to send 50 volunteers to one house. You know, what we would like is, you know, neighborhood contacts, neighborhood coordinators. That's one thing. Is that Naomi and Rachel Meisler out in Bridgewater Township. Very, and I know you and Terry were out there. Very
sure.
organized. They were someone that I could refer to people to. We have food we want to bring. We have chainsaws. Like, mm-hmm. all right, we know that there was 20 homes hit out there, and there is no shortage of need out there. So, you know, that's having that kind of information is very, very helpful. And even though we're getting these, you know, individual homes that need help, and that's fine, we can continue to try to match them with individual volunteers as they come in. And we do have a link on our website at northfieldchairs.org. If you go to our homepage, there's a big orange banner you can click on, take you to our news page, and there's an actual link to a Google form, and I'll thank Naomi and Rachel for their help with that, because they were getting so many calls after they were on Wayne Eddy's show that mm-hmm. let's just throw something up there, and we'll start the process and even help Northfield Chairs. Like, thank you so much for your help on that, because it saves us the trouble from having to re-input a bunch of information. It's automatically feeding into a spreadsheet. That is so very helpful. Now, if someone wants to still, you know, they can send us an email at info@northfieldchairs.org. They'll get an autoresponder with a link to that Google form. Mm-hmm. That form is going to enable them to identify, A, if they need assistance, cleanup assistance, or B, if they're a volunteer. So, and then they can indicate, you know, what type of assistance they need, what kind of assistance they can provide.
Mm-hmm.
And it really helps in connecting those people. I think we're still in, you know, a lot of need of more chainsaws out there,
mm-hmm.
More people that are able to haul. I know in the Bridgewater Township area, the ditches are just plumb full, and they mm-hmm. they can't get it out of there quick enough. So,
you know, look at some of the rural areas. There are so many like little enclaves of homes that have kind of sprouted out in the country, and there's also a lot of farmers. I mean, look at some of the damage that some local farms have had. You know, it's of course they've had we see and hear about the structures and such, but I've talked to people who said, hey, I've got, you know, 30 acres of wooded or used to be 30 acres of wooded land, and now 60-70% of it's gone. The trees are down. That type of are you getting kind of, is there a, do you judge where the emergency is? Like, who needs this the most? And a triage?
Well, yeah, if they're able to identify that, and that's some of the information yeah. that, hey, we've got trees blocking our driveway. Uh-huh. We can't get out and get to work or get groceries, those sorts of things. But a lot of times it's just, we've got tree down in our yard. And there's some people that have said this isn't an emergency. You know, if there are other people that need help first, we mm-hmm. understand.
Okay.
That's helpful. But, you know, that's the kind of information we need.
All right.
I can't say we've heard from a lot of farms. Seeds Farm, I know they contacted us with the type mm-hmm. of help that, as we referred a variety of people to them. I know talking with Chief Monty Nelson and Dave Bennett at the city, discussions we're having, just because we've been contacted by campus groups looking to help, and we're looking to put some more organized effort together where we can get some of these campus groups out to canvas portions of the city to really get out there mm-hmm. and go door to door and see what kind of help is needed, rather than a group comes to me and say, we want to go out there. I don't want to send, like I said, 40, 50 volunteers to
yeah.
one or two houses. Mm-hmm. We'd like to know neighborhoods that have been hit. Who's a coordinating person that we can get someone in contact mm-hmm. with? That's the kind of information that we really need.
All right. Mm-hmm. Now, coming up, we have the weekends. Of course, I'm sure you have a lot bigger response from volunteers that have mm-hmm. jobs during the week or school during the week. The weekends, the mayor identified October mm-hmm. the 8th is one of the days, which is a week and a half from now, like 10 days. So they have time to get some of that stuff together. Are they especially, is it going to be a big weekend for you? Are you going to send a lot of crews out, do you think?
Well, there's going to be crews going out, but I don't think, I think originally there was, some discussion about this major organized volunteer effort. Mm-hmm. But like I said, what we're hearing is we don't quite have the information we need for that. I think one of the bigger efforts is going to be these campus groups going out to try to get that information. Mm-hmm. But those people that have contacted us and are available and keep contacting us, we are going to keep deploying them out to different areas.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Jeff, one of the things that I just wanted to put out there, because those of us that weren't touched by the storm or maybe don't have a solid understanding of the financial impact of a major event like this on someone's property, it is pretty significant. Someone said recently that, just to lift a tree off the house, it was like $19,000 just to get a crane in to lift that tree off the house. So I just really want to encourage people that we are really, within the city of Northfield, we have just such a strong commitment to public service and volunteerism, to just stay really connected with people and keep your ears and your eyes open for where people actually need help, even without outside our city boundary, right? Because this is just such a major event, and this is one way that we build community. Right? This is, as friends and neighbors get to know one another better, this builds community and it gets us out and about, just really, right? It's more, what do they say, what you get back when you give is far greater than what you could have ever imagined. So just, this is such a financial benefit to those that are receiving the help, and just want to encourage those that do, that have a tree down, to give a shout out. People are there, they want to help, and it builds community for us as a general area, builds goodwill. It's just a healthy move for all of us when something like this happens, for people to get out and about and lend a hand.
All right. Anything else we should know about Northfield Shares or the volunteer efforts as far as the coordination goes?
We'll keep getting information out there. If there are any changes, we'll let you know and let everyone else know.
All right. So. Thank you so much for coming in today, and thank you for your efforts. It's certainly appreciated.
Yeah, thanks,
right.
Jeff.
We'll keep in touch. Once again, Mike Krantz from Northfield Shares and Northfield Mayor Rhonda Pownell.